Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
It's been too long since we went out, got all dressed up to paint the town, leave it all behind. Some goals, we'll hit them bars, we'll dance on that to the early hours. Come on, late, well, the world can wait. Play that song all night long. Oh, sing it out loud, bring out the band now, give me that sound. We don't care, dancing like there's no one there. Let's do it all, we'll have a ball. Lipstick selfies all for one. It's our time, just having fun. We'll do it right. Oh, tonight's the night. Play that song all night long. Oh, oh, oh. Sing it out loud. Bring out the band now. Give me that sound. And play it loud. Give me the drum beat. Sound of the crowd.
Welcome to Sound and Country Vision with me, your host, Tess. We also have Leanie Jane as co-host in the studio. Hello.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
I believe you loved that first track. That's the new one by Raintown. Play it out.
I mean, straight away, it gets you immediately. It's not even one of those tracks, I think, where you've got to listen to it a few times for it to grow on you. It's brilliant.
Really
loved
good.
It.
Yeah, no, they're a duo. They're fantastic. Mm. So, coming up on the show, We've actually got an exclusive. All will be revealed towards the end. It involves The Rising. Chantelle and Chris, they're friends of the show, so they'll be on later to talk with us. But we've got a lovely young artist on the way, Bailey Tomkinson, with her new single. So we will be hearing that shortly. And we're going to go a bit rootsy towards the middle of the show.
Rootsy,
very rootsy,
I like.
Blues. I know you'll like this. We're going to be playing some Etta James as well. But we've got Davina from Davina and the Vagabonds. So I think this will be right up your street.
Sounds very intriguing.
But first of all, let's listen to a new Sheryl Crow number. Now, she performed at Glastonbury this year, and I think she's making a comeback. She's got new music coming out. So this one's called Prove You Wrong, and it features Stevie Nicks and Maren Morris.
It wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. to prove you wrong. I got my mind made up and my high heels on. It wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. You said if you left, I'd be laid up in a bed of tears. I'd be going crazy, 'cause without you, baby, I'd be sad and lonely around here. It wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. It wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. I got my mind made up, got my high heels on. It wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. No, it wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. I know you told my friends I won't find another man like you. Ooh, but no one's gonna hold me, no one's gonna love me, nothing like the way you do. Oh, it wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. It wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. I got my mind made up and my high heels on. It wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. No, it wouldn't take much to prove you wrong. Yeah. You've been too busy talking to even see me walking. It wouldn't take much, it wouldn't take much, it wouldn't take much. Yeah, it wouldn't take much, it wouldn't take much.
Oh, a bit of Sheryl Crow there with Prove You Wrong. You liked a bit of that, didn't you, Lena?
Yeah, she's always so fun, she is, with her brilliant music. Yeah.
And she's lasted a long time, hasn't she, in the industry?
She's just as good as she was when she started. Absolutely, yeah.
Now, our first guest for Sound of Country Vision, Volume 30, by the way. We've done 30 shows, can you believe that? The big 3-0.
Big 30.
We have she's quite young, 19, I believe, from Cornwall, a UK country pop singer-songwriter, Bailey Tomkinson. Welcome to the show, Bailey.
Hi, all right?
Hello, very well. I think the question is, are you all right? Are you doing well?
I've just recovered. I've been a bit ill recently, but I'm all good, you know, keep going strong.
Good. So back to the music, I guess it is now. Back, are we writing?
Sorry?
Are we writing music? Are you straight back into the music? Yeah, I know you've been resting.
No, I didn't really get a break. I don't really get a break, so it's keep pushing through, you know. I don't like to just sit around the house, because then I'm like, oh, like I'm missing out on so much. I get major FOMO, so I don't. Me being ill is not a thing.
It's not good. I was going to say, because I know we was chatting, you know, obviously before the show, and I was saying, are you still all right to do the interview? But I guess you're on the phone, and probably it's a good thing then.
Yeah, no, I'm just sat on the sofa right now, so all's good. I'm not having to, like, run around much or anything.
Brilliant. Now, you're fairly new to the country bandwagon. I think I read you started last year, 2018. Is that right?
Yeah, last summer was kind of my debut to, that's when I released my music. I've been gigging for a while, quite a few years, but last summer was kind of where I started to, make my name and...
Yeah.
And the world.
And did I read, I think it was your song, is it 7 Minutes in Heaven? It literally got wedged between, I find it funny, I think they used the word sandwich between Keith Urban's, two of Keith Urban's tracks.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. It was basically country to country weekend, so yeah. I had no chance of getting to number one, really, because Keith Urban was selling out, that stadium that night. So I don't know if it was a new single of his that got to number one, but I was, pretty thrilled that I beat his other one.
I bet. I think that's what's amazing now about these digital platforms, and because that was on the iTunes country music charts, I believe, wasn't it? That happened. It's amazing how, you can have this really famous artist and then you get the fresh new artist coming. You can literally have your track right next to, the legends. It's quite crazy, really,
it's
isn't it?
Crazy. Yeah, it's whenever I, higher on the chart than 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton,
yes.
I'm like, how have I done that?
Well, no, that's good. You keep going. Now, we've got to talk about your new single, your latest single, Movie Scene. Just paint the picture a bit for us, because we're going to take a listen in a minute.
Okay, yeah, so Movie Scene, I wrote that one earlier this year about a guy I met on New Year's and how it was a very, short-lived romance. I met him literally on New Year's Eve, and he was going back to uni, so I spent about a week with him. I seen him for about a week, and it was kind of like, it was really odd, because I'd never felt that way about anyone I'd met before, and it wasn't very long, so it was like a movie scene, because it's short. Short and short and sweet, and but no, I really liked him, and I was kind of a bit heartbroken when he went back to university. Oh. So I wrote that song about him. I haven't told him yet.
Oh well, he's. I think he might get the message through the song.
I have a feeling he will.
And I think a lot of girls, especially your age, will be able to relate to the song. And I think anybody who likes Catherine McGrath, Taylor Swift, I think you've even been compared to Kacey Musgraves in the way that you're quite unique with the contemporary and the traditional country music as well approach.
Thank you. That's my kind of, I like that take on country music, because I'm a massive fan, of 80s music,
yes.
Cyndi Lauper, Madonna.
Oh,
and I want to incorporate that into country, so that's what I try to do.
All right then, well, I think we should take a listen. This is Bailey Tomkinson and Movie Scene. Here we go.
Came back the sun. It's been pretty lifeless since you've been gone. So met a few guys, but you set the bar too high. 'Cause it's you, it's always been you. The last fought on the lonely night, it's true. I'm wanting to hate you, but I can't seem to find. Take me back to that September.
There we go. Bailey Tomkinson and Movie Scene. What did you think to that, Leanie?
I thought that was lovely.
What did you say that Bailey's voice sounded?
When I first heard you singing, Bailey, you reminded me of an artist back in the very early 1970s, a young lady called Mary Hopkins. Have you heard of her?
Mary Hopkins?
Yeah.
No.
She used to sing a song called Those Were the Days, my friend, and it was your voice.
I love that song.
And I could hear tones.
I might know it.
I think you would know it, Bailey. I do. You'll have to have a look on YouTube.
Didn't she do I'm not sure whether she did the Eurovision Song Contest, actually.
Yeah, no, you will know that song, I believe.
Oh, okay. I'll write it down.
Look it up. Mary Hopkins.
She's got hair like me. My dad's pulled up a picture of her.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See, that's what I heard tones of. It's lovely, really lovely and refreshing.
Thank you.
I haven't actually done my introductions, I don't think. Leanie Jane, she's actually also my mum. It's quite a family show, this. She's here in the studio. She does a bit of singing herself, events and things like that, so she likes to get involved with the show.
Oh, cool.
I'm very honoured.
Now, while we were listening to Movie Scene, my lovely producer Alex, sitting just across the way, he got the lyric video up to that on YouTube. Is that fairly new? Was she just going to say that's quite new?
Yeah, no, that one, I put that out on Friday, the lyric video. It's on YouTube. It's pretty cool. Everything's moving around, all the sparkles moving around in it.
Yeah, we love the picture in the background. I'm guessing that's lovely Cornwall. Where were you for that?
It's where I live, yeah.
Lovely.
The photo was taken by Megan Hemsworth, she's really cool. She's done photos for Roxy, and she does lots of surf photography, and she's just a lovely person. So I needed to do a shoot, and I got her to do it.
She's done a very good job. Lovely photo.
Thank you.
Will there be an actual music video, do you think? Do you think you'll shoot some films?
Maybe.
Some
footage? Well, yeah, I'm thinking about it, possibly. Really struggling with time this summer, though, because I've got lots of gigs. I've got, lots of festivals. I've got Boardmasters coming up soon as well. So it's, I think it's just whether I have time. It could be that I release it a bit later on, though, that maybe when I find a bit of time in a couple months, I just do shoot bits throughout the months, and then it's all sorted at some point, hopefully.
Yeah, now, what's your thoughts on country music at the moment? Because, again, I've been reading up about you, and you've seen it too, the rising country music in the UK. Obviously, it's growing. It's not the country and western, you know, we used to know. A lot of people still don't know that. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, and they say to me, you're just the girl who does the country and western show. And I speak of this quite a lot with people and artists that I have on the show. What's your take on it? Because you're still fairly young, and I mean, I don't know whether country music has been in the family for you from a young age, but I think you've noticed that it's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I kind of grew up with, and I wouldn't necessarily say my family were, like, massive country fans. They were, obviously, we loved, like, Sheryl Crow, and my mum loves Jewel, and my granddad loves John Denver, so there was, like, brilliant. I was very influenced by that kind, you know, they were all very, like, narrative.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I like it. However, I listen to a lot of pop music, and I always have, so that's why I think lots of people my age grew up with similar things, so that's why it's kind of been, it's not necessarily western now. Country is like, look, Kacey Musgraves, what she's just done is she's made like a synthy kind of album, Golden Hour, and you know, it's, people are saying, oh, some people are like, oh, that's pop and not country, and some people are like, it's country, it's not pop. So it's kind of, it's amazing how it's developed into this thing that's not really labelled as just country, you know. It's old, it's indie, it can be really whatever you want it to be. I think it's kind of in the guidelines of country. You know, you have to have certain elements of it, like with that Old Town Road.
Yeah,
see, that's like, when I listen to it, you know, it's some people are like, yeah, it's definitely country, and some people are like, nah. I struggle here. I think the introduction's country.
Yeah.
But then it's like my dad's like, oh my God, it's such a country song. So, you know, it's exactly that.
I think with that song as well, I think they brought Billy Ray Cyrus into it so that it'd get played on the US and UK country charts, because I think before, I don't think the country charts would play the song. And then they did a remix and brought Billy Ray Cyrus into it, and now it's just funny how the world works, really, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's nuts. It's so catchy though. My little brother's literally been singing it for about like 3 months. It's ridiculous. It's like not left the house.
I think it's great. I think it's just one of those songs that it is country, it isn't. It's a bit of a joke as well, but it works, and I think it's just a bit of fun. It's the same with the new Blanco Brown one. There's a new Blanco Brown one out, and it's like a line dancing song.
Is it the Get Up?
Yeah, that's the one.
he went to number 2 and I was number 3 on Movie Scene, the chart.
Wow, oh my goodness. See, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I posted a picture or something of the charts, and he commented on it and stuff,
really?
Saying that. Yeah, because I hadn't heard of him before, so no. I saw him on there and I checked out the song, and that's like, it's quite... I think it's gone quite viral because people are putting up dance videos to it as well. A bit like the Old Town Road song.
It takes me back to Miley Cyrus' Hoe Down, Throw Down a bit as well.
Oh my God, I love that song.
I know, I knew all the dance moves.
Yeah, I used to on the playground. I used to teach my friends it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Bailey, it's been absolutely lovely having you on the show. You can join us if you want. Movie Scene is out now, isn't it? I think you can download it on all the digital platforms. Buy and download it.
Yeah, it's unavailable on all major streaming sites and everything.
Fantastic. And people can follow you on social media. Just search for Bailey Tomkinson and check out her music. Thank you for coming on the show, and we'll have to catch up soon.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me. Hope you have a lovely weekend.
You too. You. Bye.
Bye, Bailey. Good luck.
Bye.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through.
Somebody sees you. Somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Misunderstood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over.
Oh,
for the lonely, for the ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over.
Through.
God only knows the real you.
There's a kind of love that God only knows.
Hey, this is Els Bailey. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio.
I can feel the spirit lifting me up, taking me higher. I can never get enough. I can never get enough of Oklahoma, cowboys and Choctaws. Oklahoma, Chickasaws and outlaws. I can feel the sunshine sweeping through the plains. Jesus on the main line, devil stay away. Rain or shine, Oklahoma's gonna be okay. Meet me at the rodeo, saddle me up. Gonna let everybody know that when the going gets rough, we get tough.
I love that one, Keb Mo in Oklahoma.
Really easy listening, that. Really easy on the ear.
The song before that was for King and Country featuring Echo Smith and Timbaland. So that was a bit different for the country sound and for the show, but thought I'd pop that one in there. Now, our next guest, unfortunately, doesn't seem to be picking up on the airwaves today, Davina. Not sure where she's gone, but we're going to play her new track. Now, this is a band, her and her band have been going since 2006, and Davina herself, she's very Amy Winehouse, again, right up your street, Leanie. Ooh. I think I said this earlier on in the show. Really quite 40s, actually, as well. So we're taking the more bluesy routes. And
what a mix. I'm looking forward to this.
So am I saying this right? I keep saying, how do I say it?
Vagabonds.
Not Venga Boys, not Vaga. See, I can't say it. Vagabonds. She's not even here to correct me, the poor girl. Right, this is Davina and the Vagabonds with Little Miss Moonshine.
Trying to steal my soul, put it in a blender, it came out all wrong. You picked it like a chicken wing, now I can't bring myself to sing that song. They say I should be flattered that a song doesn't really matter, but this voice is mine, not yours, moonshine. I know it's hard to make the grade in your own backyard, but staying in a song won't get you very far. You gotta dig your own grave and find your own star. They say I should be flattered that a song shouldn't really matter, but this voice is mine, not yours, moonshine. I don't need an echo, maybe you should move away. I don't need an echo, no, no. Someone who's not, or maybe the ego works this time. Better yours than my moonshine. I don't need an echo.
Beautiful, Davina and the Vagabonds, Little Miss Moonshine. And we have Davina on the line now. Hello and welcome to Sound of Country Vision.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hello, it's great. We've kind of taken a bluesy, rootsy turn now.
I guess, yeah.
Now, I think we're calling you, are you in Minneapolis as we speak?
No, I actually flew from Scotland right into New York City.
Oh,
so we're doing...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now, I have Lainey Jane in the studio with me. She's co-hosting. She's actually my mum as well. She's always on this show. She loves it. And she's quite a fan of yours after hearing that track.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yes, I'm a multitasker. I'm your mum as well as being on here. Yeah. And very lucky to listen to all these fantastic tracks. And I have to say, you've had me bopping in my seat. That was, it was wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I'm glad you like it.
It's brilliant. And I'm sure there's billions of other people out there that are going to be listening that will love it too.
Definitely. But you're actually a band. You've been going for some time. I've been reading up about you. And I think you started in 2006. We should probably give your band members a shout out. Do you want to do that for us?
Absolutely. The Vagabonds are amazing. We actually have alternating Vagabonds, but we have an amazing drummer, Connor Chops McCray Hammergren is his name. He has Zach Lozier, who is my husband, who wrote all the horn lines, as you hear. Oh, well, we co-wrote the horn lines for that specific song. Yeah. We have Joe Goldson. We have a bunch of different people on trombone, always amazing, and Andrew Foreman on upright bass. Wow. So that's who the Vagabonds are, yeah.
Wow, no, it's amazing, and again, your story is quite inspiring as well. I won't go too far into it, but I think you grew up in Pennsylvania, didn't you? And I think you probably had a rocky start at high school, and then that's when the music began. I think that's the story.
For sure, yeah. You know, I came from a very economically depressed, once extremely thriving city.
Yeah.
You know, and then everything kind of took a turn during the war and things like that, and but yeah, it definitely wasn't an easy place to grow up, at all, by any means. I mean, I grew up it's a train city. So I grew up around a lot of trains, and my father worked for the train company, and, it wasn't fun for this girl.
Not the easiest, but they weren't.
No.
Now, on a little lighter note, Little Miss Moonshine, absolutely fantastic track that you just heard there from you guys. It's from your latest album, Sugar Drops. But I believe this album is the first time you recorded in an actual recording studio. Am I right?
This is my seventh album. Yeah, you know, Sunshine, the one two before it, it was a very small studio, but this is the first time I went to Nashville and worked with studio musicians and a producer, you know, and we're pretty fundamental. We're not reinventing the wheel, the Vagabonds and I, but, you know, it's the first time I ever played. You can hear a little bit of guitar. In the 20 years that I've been doing this, I've never played with a guitar player. So there's a lot of really amazing new things that, I was very, very lucky and blessed to be able to do in Nashville with this album. It's really exciting for me.
I mean, you've been compared to some of the greats, Etta James, Amy Winehouse, Bessie Smith. Are they your influences? Did you grow up listening to them? Did you discover them from a young age? Or
no, I mean, I'm 40, so I'm a little older than Amy Winehouse. But, you know, I grew up listening. My mom was a folk singer. So I grew up, you know, listening to all of her records and her vinyl. And my father, I was adopted through marriage. My father was born in 1902. Oh. So I grew up listening to, like, the Edison record player, you know, a lot of, you know, turn of the century and up into the big band era, even into Fats Domino and things like that. So my influences are very roots, fundamental music that I just fell in love with since a kid. So not a lot of those influences, actually, but I get compared often to them.
Yeah, so you're just naturally gifted. That's all it is. You just got the gift.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Thank you, though. That's very kind.
We just, my producer, Alex, he's just brought up on the screen here a video of you playing and the big brass bands and everything. And I take your outfit. Yeah. It's lovely. You're wearing red. You've got plaits. And you look really, really good. Lainey, I'm guessing.
Well,
you...
I'm seeing some sort of 40s look about you there. You look absolutely brilliant. I can also see a little bit of Thompson Twins from the 80s, actually, as well, but just a different colour hair.
I definitely can do that 80s big hair for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. And in your music, you've got a mix of styles in there, and from the track that we've just been listening to,
I can hear a little bit of, it seems like, it reminds me of the Beatles, a bit of Sgt. Pepper Beatles in there.
You've just got a lot of class in your music. Let's just
It's very different. It's actually fantastic. It's brilliant. I think we're going to see you in lots of places.
More people need, I mean, I'm sure you're probably very, very big in the US. I'm sure I can imagine, but I hope you get big over here. I mean, I know you're touring a lot through the summer. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been. We just got to the UK. We just did Scotland, and we did that. But you know, I've been on Jules Holland, and we've had a chance to do a lot of. And are you in Lincoln?
Yes, we're Lincoln. Yes.
So my brother lives in Nottinghamshire, and he's lived in Newark for he was born and raised. My real father liked the ladies, so I have a brother that lives over there, and I try to come and visit as much as I can, and I absolutely love touring the UK. I love it.
That's actually really fun. Do you know what? You'd have a good long lost family story. You know the show,
story,
the new story.
Yeah,
you'd
long
be
lost
great
family.
On that. It'd be fantastic. Well, it's been wonderful to speak to you, Davina, and your story and your music. And yeah, I hope that we can see you over here at some point again. And I'm sure, Mum, you'd join me for that.
Pop in and say hello. It'd be great if you were.
You can now buy the track and download it. It's out on all digital platforms, isn't it? And Sugar drops your album.
Yes, yeah, August 2nd. Yeah, but there's downloads now for Little Miss Moonshine and a couple other singles, so, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thanks again, and take care.
Something Thank told you.
Me it was over. Yeah. When I saw you and her talking, something deep down in my soul.
Oh, there we go. A beautiful number there by Etta James. And I think a perfect track after we've just spoken to Davina, who she's got that Etta James feel, hasn't she?
I can't get my words out. Yeah, she has, definitely.
Now, coming up, we've got The Rising very shortly. We've got a special exclusive with them. So, I think we're really honoured. I can't wait to have them on. They've got some big, big news to share with us all. But first, let's play Lachland and Drive.
'65 baby blue Ford has got me trucking down this cotton filled road. Fast or slow, honey, I don't care. As long as I'm anywhere with you. 'Cause all I wanna do is drive, drive, drive.
bus stop, the bed of my truck. We can ride this ride until the tough falls off. So come on, let's get lost. Lost in the way that you got me feeling, taking me places I've never been. You've given love a brand new meaning, like a tattoo on my skin. So hold on tight and scoot on over. Girl, you can never get close enough. Let's push it past the limit, chasing this thing called love. And drive, drive, drive. I can hear the beating of your heart. Mile markers let us know how far we've come and how far we're gonna go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's drive, drive.
Lockland in Drive. That's a feel-good one, isn't it?
That would be brilliant, actually, in the car, wouldn't it, when you're driving?
Well, yeah.
Perfect. Journeys. Yeah, I could just see myself listening to that.
Okay, well, the time has come. We've got two very special people on the line that we always love having on the show. We've got Chantelle and Chris, who make up The Rising. Hello, guys.
Hi.
We finally got to you after some technical difficulties. Now, we were supposed to be having these two wonderful people actually co-host the whole show with us, but unfortunately, our little Skype system, it didn't want to cooperate today,
no,
did it?
No, so, it was having a little strike, I think,
on its own. But we wasn't going to do a show without speaking to you, because we have got some very, very exclusive news coming up. But we won't say anything just yet. Let's have a little bit of a chat and build tension up to the moment.
Yes.
Now, you guys have been very, very busy, you know, performing at festivals and gigs, haven't you? I know I was lucky enough to come and see you in May at the Temperance in Leamington Spa. You were brilliant.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, it's been a pretty busy couple of months, I think, for us anyway. Like,
yeah.
The Gavanga Festival and
yeah.
BBC Warwickshire, the Artist of the Month and stuff, and it's just been...
Yes, well done for that.
Like, heading back to the Temperance in August. And
yes.
It's just big
time. It's crazy, crazy. And I tell you what, you did... I've got to speak about this, because you did a brilliant cover of a Johnny Cash song. It was Folsom Prison Blues, wasn't it? That was brilliant. You need to put that on an album.
Maybe you are.
Oh no, it would be because you didn't hear it. I've got Mum in the studio, no. Leanie Jane. She's here. Yeah. She's joining
Hello,
us.
Hello, guys. It's nice to speak to you. I will try and get down to one of your gigs with Tess sometime as well, whenever I can, because it was always lovely to listen to you. You're just brilliant live. Just got to put that out there.
Chantel, you've got one of them. You've got one of them powerful voices, and I think that's what sets you apart from a lot of country artists. I think you notice they have quite soft, pretty vibrato, but you've got the power there, and it's something to see. And you're quite a performer.
Oh yes.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I like to have fun, and yeah. I think if I'm having fun, the audience will have fun, and I mean, I think we just like to, you know, show off, I guess.
Show off, keep showing off, because something's working, yeah. And Chris, yeah. You know, you on the guitar, absolutely brilliant as well. I think, I say this a lot, and I say it with country music, I actually think artists perform better live than they do on the track sometimes. I think you've got to go and see them, you've got to go and see you to hear the real you.
We can't beat live.
Mm. I think that's always been our thing. I think, you know, we love recording and stuff, yeah. And it's part of the deal when it comes to, you know, releasing albums and singles, yeah. And stuff, but I mean,
it's the audience reaction.
Yeah.
You know, seeing the audience reaction, give Chris a chance to put a guitar behind his head and fall on.
Put a guitar for... And what I like about you guys, you do it all yourself, don't you? You get yourself to the gigs, you know, you're lugging these. I know when we saw you in May, literally, Chris, you had your big guitar and, yeah, lots to carry.
Yeah, you have to do DIY. It's some sort of like,
yeah, yeah.
Get involved.
Chris is the guru. Like, he records everything, mixes it, and we travel all the time on the trains, yeah. And stuff. And
it means you appreciate it.
Yeah,
as well.
I think it's cool for us as well because we get a chance to actually, you know, get to see places we've never seen before as well.
Yeah,
I think that brings us nicely round to this big announcement. Do you want to go for it? Do you want to announce what's going to happen on the show?
that's a lot.
Because we've been waiting for this moment, and The Rising, they've got a brand new single for us, a summer anthem, I think it will be. And they've quite kindly that they're going to let us release it on this show. It's never been
that
heard
is
before.
Honour.
It is an honour. Now, if you're listening to this via the podcast, you are hearing this exclusively. It's not been heard anywhere else. But if you're listening via Siren Radio, the song will be out for you to buy and download. It would have been out a while. So I think we should play the track. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes, so here it is. This is the brand new Rising single, and it's called Endless Summer, and we hope you enjoy it.
Here we go.
By surprise, it's true.
Oh, The Rising there, their brand new summer single, Endless Summer. You heard it here first on Sound and Country Vision. If you're listening through the podcast, you can download this now. Go and visit their website, social media. That's fantastic, guys. Oh, you like that, didn't you, Leanie?
Oh, I am going to be listening all summer to that.
What a way to end the show. We've literally got a few seconds left. I know you had a little bit of help mixing with this one as well, which is cool, because usually you do it all yourself, but a lot of work has gone into this track. I know that, so well done, guys. Oh, the line's quite bad at the moment, but absolutely fantastic, guys. Thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for letting us release that for you.
Thank you.
Anytime.